All right, so this is Love After Loss Part 2. Cookie has now joined us.
So yes, I'm here.
We're going to keep it going. Okay?
Yes.
So, we had we had left off at, you know, these people who be promising y'all children stuff and they don't be coming through, like they got time for the BS.
Uh-huh.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we got that. Y'all both answered that. So I understand. You know what I'm saying? That's why, Chelsea, do you remember that time, Zai? I don't know how I was talking to you or whatever, but something happened with his headphones and I drove out to your house and gave him headphones that same day.
I do remember that.
Yeah, I wasn't going to be that person that you're talking about.
I feel like that really hurts the child. It's like, dang, I ain't got no father now. And then people, you know what I'm saying, who you like, because really all kids want is like a little gift.
Right.
Like, Zai was 6 when this happened. I gave him Jacob had just brought a PlayStation because when he was supposed to come home, he was just going to be in the house for a minute. So he brought a brand new PlayStation. Of course, he ain't make it back. I gave it to Zai. And when I tell you that was just like the best thing I feel like Zai could have had, you know what I mean? It was like he knew it was his dad's. Right. And now it's his. And then somebody broke in my house and stole it. And I was just like, that wasn't yours to take.
Oh,
like,
my God, that is crazy. Because somebody stole Mark's mother car and took everything, the last memory I had. And I'm just like, oh my God, why that? Like, why that? You could have took anything else from me, but why my phone? Like, that was everything I had left.
It's like burglars really don't understand, like, what you really could be taking from somebody.
Right.
It's crazy. Like, I was really heartbroken about that man taking that them games and that PlayStation, because I was just like, this was his dad's.
Like, right. Like, of course I could back. Another one, but why this one? Why this one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
I know before I had my own kids, y'all kids was my kids.
They sure was.
and I feel so bad because I know I have fallen off, but y'all, being that you all are mothers, you understand, like,
right.
Before I had kids, I had all this free time. I had all this extra money, okay? Remember I bought everybody kids a little sweater from the children's
yes.
We had a photo shoot.
There's
not many friends like me out here in the world, okay? I had about like 6 kids.
Yes.
It took them to take pictures. I took pictures with these
kids.
I post this episode, that's gonna be the picture I post. I'm posting a picture with y'all kids. And then it was this one picture that we took that day, and it was supposed to be Cookie's son in it, but he was acting real stank, so Zai got in it. I was like, come on, boo. You know you my child, baby. You my child.
Crooked.
I'm going to have to do that again. Now that the kids is all older and they can tell me when they have to use the bathroom, I don't have to change the diapers.
They can tell me when I have to use the bathroom.
I'm gonna do that now. I'm gonna. You know, my sister, she takes photos now. She
that
has her
would
own
be
little
too
photography.
Cute.
So, mm-hmm. I'm gonna buy some sweaters. Yeah, I'm gonna buy some sweaters and I'm gonna get y'all kids and because Zaya wasn't here yet, or she was just born, so she wasn't in the pictures. And
the good thing is she's not as evil no more. So
she's not as evil. and you know. Cody, that's my Libra Diva twin, so I know we're gonna be good. Okay, I need straight off. Okay, I just told somebody the other day how I was listening to a podcast and I got lost in the sauce. Let me get back on track. Okay. So, do you all feel guilty? Well, I kind of already asked Chelsea this. So, Cookie, you know, the question is, do you feel guilty for moving on? Well, I didn't really ask you that, Chelsea, so you can answer that, too.
Okay, well, Chelsea, you
can feel guilty for moving on?
Yeah, for moving on, for finding love elsewhere, or at least searching for it. I'm going to say you found it. I don't know.
You know what? Because I just feel like, because I was married, it's just, like, better or worse, but I at the end of the day I had to realize I fulfilled those vows, you know what I'm saying, because I was there through thick and through death do you part.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. At that point, I feel like that was my okay to, you know what I'm saying? So it took me a while to not feel guilty or feel like, is this I'm having, like, looking at me, like, that was like my thoughts. But mm-hmm. it's been a while, but I'm good now.
So, Miss Cookie, you didn't say tell Daffy do your part, but I'm quite sure that's where y'all was headed.
Yeah.
Because that was my man, 100 grand, your hands. Uh-uh. But do you feel guilty for moving on?
At first, I did feel guilty. And then, honestly, his mother is the reason why I actually moved on. She's just like, in reality, you know, this is my child. I'm letting you know he's not coming back. And it's okay to move on. But I did feel real guilty. Like, I felt like I was cheating. And it's just like, what am I doing? You know what I'm saying? But then the reality, you gotta realize this person is really not ever, ever, ever coming back. So you're not really doing nothing wrong. But yeah, it did sit on me for a while. Like,
So my next question is, do you have a good relationship with their family? And did you have this same relationship before they passed? Or did the relationship get stronger, or did you, or did it change drastically after his passing?
We had me and his family actually had a great relationship before. They are like awesome, and after they still are awesome. I actually just left from his mother because today is his birthday, and yeah, they're great. They're like probably more closer to me than my real family is.
That's deep.
It is.
And so, Chelsea.
Yeah, I feel like before his passing, well, let me say this, before we was married, no. But before his passing, I feel like I had a great relationship with his parents, and afterwards I feel like it got like extra strong, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I was the connection to their son. You know what I'm saying? I got his kids. If you not have a good relationship with me, I feel like they understand, then you won't know his kids either. So I just feel like it got even stronger. Like, they legit treat me like I'm their actual blood daughter. And I think I really value that because they don't have to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Surprise to me. They don't owe me anything. In order for them, they really want to take care of their grandkids. And I feel like they know that includes me as well. You know what I'm saying? So they still treat me like their son is alive and we're married and I'm their daughter. And I get that because it didn't start off that way.
That is really good. Do you ever think about your life and what it would be like if Jacob was still here?
Okay, so I think about that often, and don't judge me, but I know, like, earlier I said, I married Jacob in my 20s. Right now, I'm in my 30s, and I really realized that I want different things than I wanted back in my 20s. Where, so, Jacob, like, he helped me. I ain't never wanted nothing. Eat nothing, but that, to me, more materialistic type of thing. Like, now I don't need no man to give me money. No man to take care of me. So it's just like, I want different things now in my older age. So honestly, I feel like marriage, like, you know this, you're married. Marriage takes work. You know what I'm saying? I would have really hoped that, you know, we could really work on a marriage because we're so young. So neither one of us knew what it was like to really be married. I tell people all the time, when we got married, nothing really changed. You know what I'm saying? But that we lived together. Right. We were still like boyfriend and girlfriend. It was just like we finally lived together. That was it. But now when I'm in my 30s, like, well, we have been able to make it, like, with bills, with actually raising kids with the same type of, like, morals and stuff. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because right now I want different type of things from a man. And back then, I didn't require those things. So it's just like, I don't know if we would have, like, still been married. You know, I really am a believer in marriage. Like, try to make it work, stick through it. You know what I'm saying? But people change. And I can say in the year and 4 months that we was married, I started to change. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't that. And because I had two kids. So I wasn't that same Chelsea from high school. And I still wasn't that same Chelsea that when he came back home from school and I just had one child. Now I had two kids. And I was like on this path of like getting closer to God. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? So I did start to change. And slowly but surely, I felt Jacob coming with me. But, you know, that's just a sacrifice you got to make when you're married. Like, right. You got to bring the person with you or leave them behind. I feel like we was growing together and God, number one, we was growing together as a couple. But, you know, like I said, people change. So it's like, I don't know if we would have still been on that same, like, I do wonder. I'm like, dang, we would still be married. Like, we would have been fighting about this. Because honestly, me and Jacob never used to fight. We never argued. So it's like now when I'm in a relationship, I feel like it's supposed to be the same way. I'm not arguing with you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then I had to realize, now that basically Jacob just gave me whatever I wanted. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I said do it this way, maybe he just did it. I don't know, because it's not the same in a relationship now. You know what I'm saying? I got to actually put in a lot more work. Or, you know what I'm saying? Now, like I mentioned, I'm 32. I'm crying. I got emotions now that I didn't have. I did not have these emotions back when I was 27. Like, I ain't crying about nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I'm a different woman now, so I really feel like I would have required different stuff, but I just would hope that we would have grown together in that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, and it's so crazy, because, like, that is exactly what I wanted to ask you, but I was trying to find a way to kind of clean it up a little bit, so it didn't sound, like, insensitive, because, like you said, I am married, and it's like, girl, this marriage life is hard,
okay?
It is hard, okay? You served your 1 year and 4 month sentence. I'm on my not 5 year sentence. I'm in my 5th year of my sentence.
Okay, my post said your 5 whole years. Okay.
Yes, my 5 whole years, girl. Okay, Chelsea, I'm telling you, I'm so happy that y'all didn't experience.
Your husband's gonna
experience that first year. Like, that first year, the first year wasn't too bad, but I'm telling you, girl, going into the second year, I done printed out the divorce papers, okay?
So that's why, who knows where we would have been after, because, you know, marriage really don't get good until after year 7, so.
Dang, you mean to tell me I still got a few more years? Still a
couple more years to go to y'all good.
Damn, let me put my seatbelt back on.
I'm cracking up.
Trying to enjoy this ride. I love you, babe. I love you, babe. So, Cookie, what do you ever think about what your life would be like if Spot was still here?
I definitely do. And the crazy thing is, after he passed, and I was like, oh, I'm never going to find nobody like him, his father was like, that's good. I need you to find somebody better.
I'm cracking up.
I swear. And I was just like, looked at him like, what? But he is right, because I don't want that life for real no more. And I do be wondering with a lot of stuff, like, how would it go? Because right now, I'm still currently in a relationship, and we are currently going through this right now with what I'm used to and what I actually need to change to mature to be the person for him instead of for the person I was for Mark. So yeah, I get it. I'm definitely learning, like, you know what, you're right. That life was a childish life that I was living. Now it's like, I'm an adult now. I'm 32, about to be 33. Still got 4 kids. Like, I can't still live the life I did live, because at the end of the day, the past is the past. Whether they're gone or not, you got to move on to the future. You stay in the past, you're never going to go nowhere.
Okay.
So I'm maturing to this new future and it seems like, you know, I'm leaving that person behind and forgetting that person, but I'm not. When you're going through it, you know what I'm saying? You just learn that you can never leave that person behind, because they always with you. So It's not what other people think. It's what you're going through. So that's what I'm
Girl, you may sound like your government name right now.
Oh,
girl.
Don't you do that. Not on here, no.
I just said, you just sound like a grown up a little bit. You know, sound like your government name. You know what I'm saying? It sound like your driver's license.
She's irritating. But no, that's what I'm going through. So I definitely understand Chelsea on that part.
I mean, I felt you because I just like that life was fun. Right. But I don't even desire that same type of man anymore. Like, I would be like, you're doing what? Right. Like, you're doing what? The law's involved? I gotta go. Okay. What?
You mean the police may come to my house? Came down, chipped on the door. They got search warrants? Like, no. Right.
Okay. They come in here? What?
No, I don't got time. It's funny because I was just talking about these stories with my cousin, like, all the crazy stuff he was doing. I'm sitting there thinking, like, now I would have been like, no, we's not. Let me call out. He's right here. The criminal is right here in my face. Please take him at this point. I don't have time. Like,
okay.
The stress level was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. So this question right here is a three-parter, okay?
Not a three-parter.
It's a three-parter, okay? So what are your thoughts on life insurance and wills? Did you have these things in place, or do you wish you knew more about it prior to your loss?
Who's going first?
You go first.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. It's like, no, go ahead.
No, I'll go first. So I'll be really open with this. Like I said, I was 27. So of course I didn't, this is something you'd never think is going to happen, right? So when me and Jacob got married, like I said, nothing really changed, but my last name. So I still had my own bank account. I still had just my kids on life, you know what I'm saying? Like insurance stuff. He had his own, you know what I'm saying? We was only married for a year and 4 months. Nobody was thinking like, y'all need to do this. And then again, we never had no one to tell us. And I don't know if it was just like, we don't want to get in y'all business, but well, I feel like when there's two young people getting married, you should say something, you know what I mean? So, right. Like I had no idea about you need to add your husband to this or you need to do that. So when Jacob passed away, gratefully, he has great parents who make great money. So, and surprisingly, I mean, I really hope they don't listen to this, but surprisingly, and it really surprised me, they did not have life insurance on Jacob. And I'm just like, his father's a lawyer. His mother is like very, you know, distinguished, smart. You don't have life insurance on your child. Like, a young black male, you don't have life. Like, that really kind of blew me. Like, so what are we going to do? But thankfully, his father's a lawyer. They paid out of pocket for that funeral. Thank God I didn't have to pay anything. You know what I'm saying? And most time when you're married to somebody, like, you think you got to do something. But, like, thank God that although they didn't, was I'm going to say they wasn't smart enough to have life insurance. I do thank God that they was able to pay for it. But on the other hand, Jacob had a job where he was forced to get a life insurance because of the type of job he had. Mm. Now, it wasn't a lot, but the thing is, he put it in our son's name.
Mm.
So I didn't get a dime of that. You know what I'm saying? That's waiting for my son to turn 18.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like some things, it is, do your research, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Be smart about it because, like I said, my son, he has five, thank God, a little over 5 years. He's 18. Like, it's just like, then he'll get the money, but we could have been using that money all along. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's kind of something to think about. I think it's a great thing to have. What was that? That was the end of the question, like, about life insurance, right?
Yeah, about life insurance and wills.
Oh, so a will, he didn't have no will. I have like a semi-will. Like, it's not with a lawyer drawn up type of thing, but I do have something written down and given to my mom, like with a notary type of thing, mm-hmm. like if something happened to me. But I ain't really got nothing to will off, but I mean, maybe my house, but
Your kids,
I mean, yeah, I could will off my house to them, but don't that only work if it's paid off?
No, but I'm saying to ensure, like, if something happens to you, the kids.
So I have life insurance on my kids. I have what do you call that thing when you do with your bank? Like, what is that thing called? A beneficiary? Mm-hmm. I think that's what it's called. I have that, and I have my kids' names down. But then again, you gotta think smarter. If something happened to me right now, my kids are 5 and 12. I had to put somebody else's name first and then theirs. You know what I'm saying? Just so that they would be able to actually get the money. Because if not, it's just going to sit there until they're 18. Then what good is it? You know what I'm saying? Right. It's good, but it ain't no good when they need it. So that, I think that's my take on it.
And Miss Cookie?
Yeah. Okay, before Mark passed, I actually was paying for life insurance. I don't know what made me had do it at that time. My god sister, she sent a guy to my house. So I actually was, which was a good thing, but I didn't add him to it. It was only for the kids, and that's because, you know, we wasn't married. He was a baby daddy, you know? Hey, baby daddy.
He was a boyfriend.
The great thing is his parents, you know, was all on top of that, and they had the life insurance for him. So everything was good. Now, I actually do have a will because I've been dealing with a lot of unnecessary deaths around me. It's just not like a, like she said, not like printed out official with a lawyer or none of that. But yeah, my mom has a will, like where everybody would go. I don't have nothing to give but my kids, so that's about it. Yeah, I think that's about it.
I do agree, Chelsea, with what you were saying. when people are getting married young, that advice should be given to them. I think that's another thing. Like, when we do get married young, we're not really thinking about these things. I really feel like the people who get married young are getting married for weddings and not marriage. So they don't, you're not really sure of the things that you should have in place. I do have a life insurance policy. I don't have a will, so I can't be like trying to go on nobody because I don't have one either. I like you all have something in place if something happens to me and my husband, the kids are to go to XYZ, blah blah blah, like that. You know, I have the beneficiaries and stuff like that. But you know, it's really crazy because, like, the person who I trust the most is going to be my mother. But my mother owes me, so she may go before me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that is like so crazy because it really forces you to make really adult decisions because, like, Jesus. And, you know, I remember when I first got, like, my best paying contractor job, right? And I was filling out the beneficiary. Me and my husband wasn't married yet, right? But I put I had put boyfriend or something. And my godmother was like, girl, don't put no boyfriend on there, girl. Say your spouse or your significant other or something.
I'm cracking up.
My bad. I mean, he is just my boyfriend.
You are
so it feels good that I say my husband now, so I don't be looking all childish on my paperwork, right?
Okay, because you wouldn't get on there at all for me. But my mama, my sister,
and then because it wouldn't let me put the kids first because they weren't 18. So I had to put somebody.
You could have put your sister. Right.
At the time, she wasn't 18.
I'm cracking.
Yeah. You know, y'all know I'm old. My mother waited 15,000 years to have them damn kids.
So, okay,
all right. All right. So, So being that I know you all personally, like, I already know the answer to this, right? But it's like, are you considered the strong friend?
I'll go first. I am considered the strong friend. And sometimes that is frustrating because, you know, some days I don't know how to be strong. I don't know how to ask for help. So, yeah, it sucks being a strong friend when you got to go through something that doesn't make you strong no more.
Or when you don't feel like being strong.
Right, like dang, my friend going through something and I can't even be strong for her because I'm still grieving over what I went through. Like, didn't it feel like you selfish, but it's like, I can't be selfish, but I don't know. It just sucks.
I think with my friendships, I've been looked at as a strong friend, but recently, and like I told you, I turned 32 and just start crying like a baby. So it's like, recently, it's just like, if I can't, if I'm going through my own thing, I found a point, and I feel like your real friends will understand this, since I can't be there for you right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't give you all of me right now because I, too, am going through something. I don't even have the words for you because I can't even find the words
like
for
you
myself.
Don't even want to give them some of you. Don't give me some and I
can't
right. give you all.
So I just rather to give you nothing.
Right. There you go. See, I love
Jeffy. Mm-hmm.
And you know, it blew, not that sounds, this sounds so selfish. I'm sorry, y'all. Please forgive me. I love y'all though. But when, cause y'all my strong friends. So you know what I'm saying? I'm typically coming to y'all with all my life problems. And then when y'all needed me, I was like, damn, nobody paying me for this. I don't know how to help them. Cause shit. I can't even call you to vent about certain things because I'm like, that. This is very insensitive. I cannot do that.
Well, like, for instance, when Pee-wee died, I couldn't be strong for you at that time because, honestly, I honestly didn't know how to be strong for myself no more. So I was just like, in my mind, I'm thinking, at least she got Delonte, you know what I'm saying? Or she had, you know what I'm saying? You had somebody, but in my corner, I really didn't have nobody to help me be strong for you no more. So it was just like, damn, what do I do? So I just shut it down.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, it really changes you because it was like it'll be certain times like I want to call y'all and just be like, man, this nigga Delonte done did, and it was like, no, you can't do that.
I'm choking off my juice. Hold on.
Oh, don't, please. And so, I mean, that brings me to another question, you know what I'm saying? Would you have wanted people to continue to just be normal with you, just have those conversations? So, like, if I was upset with my husband, or at the time, baby father, boyfriend, whatever, would you have wanted me to call you and be like, girl, let me tell you what this stupid-ass nigga did? Or was it best that I didn't, I called Daytrina instead?
I think it's always okay to just ask, like, how you feeling today, right. sis? Mm-hmm. You know, are you in the space to talk about something else? Because some days it's just like people think that, oh, she's down. Like, she don't really want to talk about this. And it's just like, yeah, somebody called me to get my mind off of this. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or just like I was telling Kiki earlier, when people would post about the anniversary of Jacob's death, I wasn't even thinking about that. Now you didn't ruin my whole day. Somebody talk to me about something else. Like, I don't want to hear about that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I think it's okay to ask, like, what type of headspace are you in today? Mm. Can I vent? You know what I mean? Like, ask permission. And I feel like that's also showing your friend that you care about their well-being as well. Because it's just like, it's people just go on the phone like, girl, guess what? He getting on my nerves again. Like, oh, I'm just going through a life crisis over here. Don't worry about it. I can just put me back. Like, no, I feel like because you need your own self-care, it's just like, you can't take on other people's problems as well. So I think it's always, I always try to do this and just ask, like, mm-hmm. can I talk to you about this? Like, you good right now?
Yeah. You got to open the mind? Only friend of mine who do that is Miss Kicking It With Key. She's the only one who called me and be like, well, how you doing today? You okay? Well, can I tell you about my life? Okay. And then she'll just go off, but it's like, I love that you ask, because some people will call and just be like, da da da, and I can be like, this day, and then next day when I give an attitude, now you're mad, but you didn't even ask what I was going through this day. You didn't even ask how I slept that night. You don't even know what my kids went through this night. Like, you don't know nothing. You just automatically assume, like, oh yeah, but I get it. Some people don't get, like, you're still going through it because you don't post this and you don't post that, or you don't keep talking about it. But it's like, I'm 7 years in. I don't want to keep telling the same stories from 7 years ago. Honestly, I'm forgetting half of the stories because I'm 7 years in. I don't know no more. Like, you forget things.
I don't want to talk about it
exactly.
No more.
Like, I'm trying to heal so I can move on. Not like I'm leaving this person once again, but you just got to move on. Like, you just feel like you're stuck in this bubble, and I don't want to be in that bubble, dog. That bubble is not cute. Take showers in that bubble. I don't like that.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So now that you experienced something so tragic, like, do you live your life differently? Like, do you take more risk, or are you kind of like, oh, I can't take risks because something can happen to me, all my kids have left, or, you know, do you move differently because of your loss?
Most definitely. Like, I was telling Kiki earlier, like, a lot of the things I do, I really have to think, like, I'm my kid's only parent. I can't go off on this person. If a Karen come at me, I can't go to jail because I'm my kid's only parent. So it's like, that really is like the first thing that crossed my mind. Or, you know, it's even down to like when I'm on vacation. One thing I do to live more is go on a lot of vacations. But one thing when I'm on vacation, I ain't skydiving. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't doing that. Why? Because I'm my kid's only parent and I got to get back home to them. So it's just like, it goes both ways. Like, I try to live a little bit more, but I'm still very reserved. Like, not doing that because who will take care of my kids?
Oh, see, that's good, because I'm gonna just say, for me, I have different days. Some days I feel like, who's gonna take care of my kids? The other days I'll be like, you know what, am I even supposed to be here still to take care of these little bad, greedy little gremlins that I left so much of blessing from God? Lord, the older they get, they is driving me crazy. But like, I don't know, I just be living.
Since, you know, you all have experienced this, have you noticed like a change in your circle of friends? Or is it kind of like, basically, you've been with your A1 day ones and y'all still riding? Or did somebody, or did you pull up and then somebody hopped out the car and you was like,
I'm cracking up. And I leave them right there. Okay. I think I still have the core circle of friends. I think that I like to surround myself with people who are going to uplift me, but more importantly, people who know me. So who know when I'm in a mood, or who know when I don't want to talk about something, who's not, you know what I'm saying, not going to pressure me to do, I don't know. It's a select people who I call friend. Like, I can have a lot of associates, but friends, I have the same circle of friends as when Jacob passed. So it's like those people who know what I've been through, but also know me to know what to do and what not to do, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I can say I have the same, yeah, I have the same support system, the same, like she said, friends. But I don't really, my friends that I hang out with now are really family forever. So I got the same family. It got bigger. Mm-hmm. And the new family, no, we don't really get a new family. Because if you don't know me, you just don't know me. You'd be like, oh, you mean it, Eva? Well, that's just how you know me. But other than that, I can say I have the same great, great system.
So this question kind of piggybacks on what we talked about when I was like, is there anything that you kind of wish or you needed from your friends or whatever about their empty promises? So, like, do you still communicate with his friends? And if you do, what's the relationship like? Do they check in on the kids? Are they empty promising? Mm-hmm. Or if you don't, do you wish his friends still kept in contact?
I'll go first. Because I'm cracking up. I just feel like me and Jacob shared friends, but they were my friends. Like, I know it's weird because if you notice, like in our wedding, my friends were in our wedding as his groommen. Mm-hmm. But I feel like those were the friends that he kind of gained with being with me. So, and with his friend circle, I do not reach out to his friends because I still feel like that's disrespectful. Like, I know he's not here. I know it's not cheating. It's just disrespectful in my eyes. Mm-hmm. But that's just because they were not my friends. Mm-hmm. So, if I do have one of his friends that still reach out to me like on Instagram or Facebook, and I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying, but for me to like have their number or contact text, I'm not doing that because that's just no. But I don't know. What was the other part of the question?
I was asking if anyone if you did have a relationship, do they keep in contact with the kids and stuff? Or
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. I don't really let nobody talk to my kids. So when Jacob first passed, I had one of his friends. It was like a mutual friend because we all went to high school together. But he used to, like, he had a son as well, like around Zai's age. And he used to come pick up Zai. And I'm very protective of my kids. Kiki, you know this. I don't trust just anybody with my kids. I'm not dropping my kids off at your house. Like, I don't care how long we've known each other. If your house is not somewhere that I frequently, like, come and chill and lay on your couch, I'm definitely not dropping my kids off there. So, like, when Zai was first born, when I had Zai and I would drop him over Kiki's house, that's because I used to be over there laying on her couch. Like, I felt comfortable. You know what I'm saying? But with this friend, he used to come pick Zai up. Like, we just gonna go to the park, this, that, and the third. And one day he took Zai to his house, but I had to come pick him up. And when I rode down to the house, I was just like, oh my God, now look where I've left my child. Like, I could never imagine if something happened to my child. Oh, like, so no, my kids don't go with friends. especially not his friends. Like, mm-mm. No. When I rode up to the house, my child got in the car smelling like weed. I was like, oh my God. Like, I would never in my life again. You can't see my child. Mm-mm. But it's because I'm very big on not having my child. I know I can't shelter my kids for life. I'm understanding that as I get my child closer to 12. I know he probably be cussing behind my back, but it's just like some things, if my child doesn't see me doing, I expect him not to do. So it's like, I don't want my child seeing you smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? And no shade to anybody who does, but he don't see me do that. And of course his daddy used to do it. Right. But if you don't see me do it, you like that. I just expect that's something my child shouldn't be doing. So I'm not gonna drop my child off at nobody's house, and you teaching him to do that. Now I gotta come bring home and reteach. Mm-mm. We just know, see him from a distance. Hey, how you doing, Zai? Mm-mm. That's about it. I can't.
Okay, Cookie. So do you still talk to Mark's friends, and do they keep in contact with the kids, or no?
Uh-oh, hello.
Oh, can you hear me? Cookie.
Oh, can I say cookie? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, my hair was over the
screen. Ooh, child, girl. Don't be scared if we try to do this social distance podcast.
Apologies. But no, I actually do still communicate with those full of friends, but not like on a regular, just on like randomly social media, just because those friends actually became my friends, but do they talk to my kids? No. Because I don't want no broken promises. There's only one friend that he has that actually will do exactly what he says. And that's when Keith would call him. I didn't even know Keith had his number. So that was very shocking. How did Keith get his number? I don't know. But other than that, even the god brother who his father used to always hang with still do broken promises. Keith just had a birthday. He told him he was going to get him a, what did he want? With some things, y'all. The kids ride on.
The hoverboard.
Keith's been waiting for the hoverboard since June, but I was blown because.
Oh, come on. He going to offer him something like
right.
that.
Right. And now it's like, I felt like it was my fault because it's like I interacted the conversation and I let you come in and make this broken promise. So that's where I'm at with that part. So, yeah, I really don't associate with none of the friends that say they're going to do anything. They're not allowed to directly talk to the kids. No, they got to go through me. Normally, the family is just great.
Mm-hmm. They're more than enough.
Mm-hmm. Thank God for them.
All right, so, you know, we talked about the loss. I feel like we really, you know, we didn't dug deep in that. We just talked about the kids and all this other stuff. But this episode is love after loss. Okay. So, y'all got booze. Y'all dating. Y'all got some wine.
I'm cracking.
We got main joint.
I got me a little joint or whatever.
Oh, my God, girl. So go ahead, Cookie. Tell us about your drink or whatever.
Okay. Well, I've been in a relationship for 2 years or whatever. Okay.
Ooh, 2 years. Okay.
And let me say, the first year was like real great. You know, it was like, oh, yeah, this is great love. Now, the second year, baby, okay? The second year, I am learning that everything is different. Like Chelsea said in the beginning, Mark used to just let me get away with anything. So it was like, oh, you could do this, you could do that. It really wasn't no problems. Mark didn't like to argue, so we didn't argue. Like, yeah, we might have a little tussles here and there, but it was nothing. In this relationship, I realized, like, okay, I got me a real man, and I got to learn to respect that this is not the same man from 2014. You know what I'm saying? This is the man from 2020. So... girl, I got me a man now.
Mm. So I'm gonna hit you with a two-parter, then I'm gonna come and ask Chelsea.
Okay.
So Chelsea, hold on, because you're going to tell us. Okay. So now that you are dating, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have this conversation with him where you like you're like, oh yeah, you know, my last relationship, you know, he passed away. You know, is it issues? Like, you know, let's say you have some family pictures hanging up and stuff like that. Like, does this bother the new man?
That is a great question, because yes, I actually did have pictures up in my room of me and Mark, like, you know, around. And like, after the first year, you know, I realized the pictures was fine. But like, once my significant other moved in for real, I realized the pictures of me and Mark was starting to fall, like laying down, and I'll just be like out to random, like, oh my god, the pictures fell, I gotta pick them back up. So like, when we have our little disagreements or something, you know, that would pop up, like, you're still in love with him that you're not even realizing that our love is in jeopardy. And I honestly did get caught up to fixing pictures and not paying attention to, you know what I'm saying, the love that I'm trying to be in now. So yeah, that definitely was a problem. So I took the pictures down. In my mind, I'm thinking like, damn, he disrespectful. Why would he do that? But in reality, it's like, you right. I can't hold on to this picture because, you know what I'm saying, I got all the pictures I need and everything I need within me. And if don't nobody know that, then, you know what I'm saying, that's their own personal whatever. But I'm not here to live for nobody. That's what I got to realize. Like, it is about me and my current relationship, and my past relationship is the past. That was my love. Everybody know that was my love. And yes, girl, I'm in a relationship.
I'm cracking up.
Look, I'm not
you
sure.
Be in a relationship.
Is we sound because this is it really love after long?
No, I mean, no, it is love, because I am realizing that I am in love with this new guy, and that's this new man is making me become a better woman. So I have to let go of this childish woman that I was, because the stuff that he is, you know, throwing in my face, like this, that, and the third, I'm like, you're right, that does sound like a childish move. So how you gonna be a woman if you're still trying to live as a child? And that's where I'm at. So I gotta let go.
Okay, driver's license.
I'm just saying, okay. I gotta let go of the past, because the past was with Mark, and that's when I was a child, and now I'm trying to be a woman. I can't keep doing childish things to be a woman. So yeah,
that's what I'm gonna start calling you. I'm gonna start calling you driver's license when, instead of saying your government.
Not the whole driver's license.
Driver's license. Birth certificate.
Not.
Okay, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you've been with me. Like, I'm probably gonna have to do this in a 2-part episode. My episode ain't never been this long before. People gonna be expecting so much from me. So, Chelsea, so, have you found love after loss?
I think I have.
Yeah.
I'm cracking up.
This is breaking news on my podcast.
Okay, I'm glad I'm here for
it. Oh my god.
Yes.
This is an exclusive. This is an e-exclusive.
I'm cracking up. Oh my god.
No, but so I've been in a relationship for almost like 3 years.
Oh, she's and... really secretive. Y'all ain't even know that on social media.
At all. But I really agree with Cookie. I just feel like back in our 20s, we was a whole different type of woman. Like, I wanted different things. And I feel like right now in my 30s, it's a lot I have to relearn or learn, period. And with that comes, like, I can't always get my way. Like, what does that mean?
I'm definitely, I'll be like, wait, you said no? That could be on punishment, girl. If you're serious in here.
It's like, who you talking to like, telling me no?
Okay,
you know I am.
Or it's like other things that I have to learn, because like I will always say, I don't really need a man, but I do want a man in a relationship. So it's just like, I'm really independent and it's hard for me to like let a man do for me.
That's
or
the thing right there. She said
it's hard. So it's just like, I have to relearn a whole bunch of stuff. I really am like working on finding my femininity, because I'm a real nigga at heart. So it's just like, I'm not that soft type of girl, you know what I mean? So
that should have been the one that should have been a question. How are you?
On your scale of 1 to 10, how real nigga are you?
We like 1,000, because
okay.
I don't even understand how I'm friends with either one of y'all, because I'm emotional, extra feminine.
Look, it's sad, because I'm telling you,
I am really independent though. I gotta work on being submissive. So y'all need to work on that too.
I'm not that. And I'm just like, you know what I mean? It's easy for me to be like, oh, I ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because in my previous relationship,
that was okay.
I'm going to be honest. It was okay. And it probably was what I say. Not what I say go, like I'm telling this man what to do. But it was really, like I said, we ain't argue. So it was nothing like, if I said you ain't, I don't know how to explain it. But I did get my way a lot. I think I was spoiled. And I still have like a spoiled mindset type of thing. And it's at a certain level, you know what I'm saying? I still want to be spoiled. I don't expect for, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do anything, just anything a man say do. So I'm not that submissive type. I think when that comes down to marriage, like I guess I could turn it on and turn it off. I don't know. Like, but it's hard for me to be like that feminine woman, and I think that's something that I'm trying to learn in this new relationship, because like I don't communicate, you know what I mean, but I shut down a lot, and that's just something that I feel like Jacob could deal with, or he knew how to break it down to where I wanted to talk. Now I'm just like, I ain't gotta do that, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, I'm in a relationship. I got a man.
Okay.
Cookie, we got a grown man. Okay. And I would say it is especially harder when you're dating somebody that is just a little bit older than you. It's just like, I don't know. It's hard though.
And he remind me every time, like, you know what I'm saying? You don't, because like the way he doing now is like, when we get to argue, like, I know this is your first time. And I'd be like, at first I was like, what do he mean? But I get it now. Like,
okay. You don't know who
right,
I am.
You don't know me, boy. I've been through a lot of things, okay? But now I understand. I realize I went through a lot of childish.
This is the first real relationship.
Yeah, this is my real first relationship with a real man who actually, like, cares about me. And I got
that's how they gotta put it, right? Though, like, don't tell me I noticed you like your first. No, it's just the first one with maybe a real
Thank
man
that's what I told her. I said, say it the right way. It's the first one with a real man. I've been in a relationship, but this one, a real man who actually like cares, and yeah, he wants to discuss when we gonna do this. I'm like, no, we just gonna do it. Like you said, I'm very independent. I was raised independent. I don't know what else to be.
Right.
But this is both of you all's first relationship
after, right,
with someone that you hadn't known when you were a teenager. Both of you met your past lover as teenagers. Now you're meeting this, or you have entered a relationship with someone as an adult.
So basically, this is my first relationship.
We out here talking about Yeah, because we out here talking about credit scores, buying houses, properties.
Girl, his credit score is way higher than mine's, baby. So I think I'm in the right direction.
So, go, my God. Black card with a black card. So my question, and I'm quite sure the people who are listening would like to know, like, are there any fears in this relationship? Like, are you worried about it not working? Are you worried about, like, what if the same, like, I can't get too close because what if the same thing happens? Or are these things we don't think about because we just claiming all positive vibes?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I think I started this relationship off like it was a fairy tale. Like, I don't know, without telling too much, because I really can't say too much, but it's just like, I feel like I started this relationship off as a fairy tale and kind of low-key comparing it to my past relationship. And like I mentioned earlier, it's like, I gotta realize ain't nobody gonna be Jacob. So I can't even like look to nobody to be compare nobody to be like him. So I do feel like in this relationship, I'm just like, well, if it don't work, I tried, but it's like, I do really want this to work, you know, it's like, cause I think I love this man, but if it don't, then, you know, I think that's a fear. Another fear I have is, like my kid, you know, I think, and this is just really from TV because I never grew up with like a step parent, but I have a fear of like my kids having like, I don't know, like not liking a person, because I would really never marry nobody that my kids genuinely didn't like. And I ask my kids, especially my oldest, often, like, how you feel about him? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Tell me the truth, because don't wait till I say I do. And then you like, I don't like this man. Like, I gave you ample opportunity. I asked, you know what I'm saying? I asked you, we talked about this. But I just feel like I have a fear of my son like never really looking at another man like a father, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I never expected him to call nobody else daddy. Like, that ain't gonna happen. He doesn't even have that type of personality. And I think he's too old now, but my daughter, I don't know, like, I still don't think she would call nobody else daddy either. But mm-hmm. I have a fear of like a man letting my kids down. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. I think that's my like biggest fear.
Girl, in agreement with that one, I always bring mm-hmm. this up because, you know, my man has three children and currently, you know, he's just now seeing his sons, and it's like, it's just crazy. And I just be sitting there looking like, dang, you know what I'm saying? Because in reality, you know what I'm saying? My kid, you know, just like Jacob, Mark was a great father. He was always there mm-hmm. for peace. So it was like, now to see you coming here with your sons, I don't want Keith to feel like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So I definitely understand that. But he still treats Keith like that's his son. But I always tell Keith, I ask my kids very frequently, like, how y'all feel about mm-hmm. it? Y'all still feel the same way? Is it okay? Because I don't want to be like, oh, I'm in love with this guy and head over heel.
Right.
Y'all sitting in the background like, oh my God, I hate him, because in my life, that was me. I hated my mother's mm-hmm. boyfriend growing up. He was the worst ever. He treated my mother like the worst. And I never want my kids to feel like how I felt growing up. It's probably why I had a baby at 15, because yeah, I was stuck with this rude individual. And I never want my kids to be in that place where they got to be like, oh, my mom's so stuck over him, but she's forgetting about us. Like, no, mm-hmm. I still do like family nights and I'll do family meetings and ask questions with everybody why he's here. Like, so how y'all feel about Bobby? Y'all still like him? Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because we're going to keep this an open family. Lord, I'm in a relationship.
I'm cracking up. Cookie, you are really cracking Lord. Me up. Like, you got really think about it like, oh my God, I'm in a relationship. Like,
and that's what I be waking up sometimes, or when I'm texting, I be like, dang, this is it. I'm in a whole. I be texting Kiki like, girl, please, what do I do? Help me. I need to start texting Chelsea. Like, Chelsea, girl, what is going on?
Chelsea, you see, you're not the only one who just be texting.
Okay,
me.
I was about to say, girl, don't text me because I be lost.
Girl, I be texting. I be like, Kiki, is it me? I be like, Kiki, tell me, is it me? Because if it's me, I'll try to fix it. But when he be throwing some stuff out there, it do be like, dang, I'm going through the same stuff that I went through with Mark. So it gotta be me, you know what I'm saying, in some situations. So, girl, I'm in a relationship.
I'm cracking. But you know, one thing I was gonna mention is like, when like a couple of my family members, when they got married to someone who wasn't their kid's father, and one of our older family members told us this, and I really agree. It's like, when you meet a man and you have kids already, I feel like that man has to really love your kids, your kids,
right?
Almost a little bit more. And it sounds weird, but almost a little bit more than he loves his own kids. Because at the end of the day, he gonna love his kids. But can you love somebody who's technically not even not your child? You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So it's like, if you have to like love that stepchild, like he is your own flesh and blood. And I feel like if I don't see that, I can't take that step. You know what I mean? Like, and it's hard to kind of do, because like, Cookie, you say you live with your boyfriend. I don't live with my boyfriend. And I ain't doing that. So it's just like, it's hard for you to like maybe treat my kids or show my kids that you love them that much, because you don't live here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's of course there's ways that you can do it, but I have a 12-year-old. He ain't gonna really go nowhere with you. He, unless you're playing Fortnite, you ain't gonna get his attention.
I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying? So
before he came in here, I did ask them, like, is it okay if, you know, he comes in, and you know, they was all fine with it, but I'm telling them, I was like, mm-hmm. it's not like he's gonna be here and leave tomorrow. Like, right. he's gonna live here. So now mm-hmm. we're like on the second year of him like living here. So now, you know, mm-hmm. now it's getting interesting, because you know, now I have a preteen, a whole teen, a young man growing up. Zaya mm-hmm. says whatever out her mouth. It's just,
I'm crying.
I'm telling you, it's just so many. So we do get in some arguments on like the children we have, because his kids too.
Well, how is that? Like, I'm over here asking questions. Girl, how is that?
Well, everyone, it looks like there can be love after loss, and I just want to thank Chelsea and Cookie for coming and kicking it with me today and telling us all about, like, because you saw we got that exclusive e-news about
Chelsea.
Has found love. You know, I'm so happy for Cookie. Cookie's taking vacation.
Cookie got married.
She on planes with dudes, living her best life, you know. And I'm just so happy to know that despite tragedy that you all faced at a young age and your children, you are still able to have a smile on your face. You're able to talk about this and be vulnerable. And I just really hope that you all can help the next person who may unfortunately have to, you know, go through the same things y'all went through. So I just want to thank y'all for coming to kick it with me.
Thank you for having us.
We can do this again, okay?
Yes,
I'm definitely down.
I love you all.
I'm gonna be
so
on time,
much.
Man. I ain't never on time, so I'm lying.
Yes, you are most definitely.
Hey y'all! So let me know, how did you like episode 9, part 2 of Love After Loss? I hope you all enjoyed it. I hope you got something from it. And I hope that you all stick around, because as you can see, I did cut Cookie right off, because the conversation went on even longer and we kind of strayed away from what this topic was. So, you know, I will have Cookie back on here so y'all can hear that whole answer, that Chelsea asked in a episode that I want to call Unconventional Parenting. Not saying that any way we parent is a wrong way, but of course we know that in society we have what they see as the right way, and then we have what we want to do. Because we don't need to be boxed in, you get what I'm saying? But it will just be a conversation speaking on, you know, being a step parent and amongst other things. So I hope you all stay tuned for that. Make sure you're following me on Instagram and Facebook so you can know when that episode will come out. Instagram is Kicking It With Key. So that's KICKINWITKEE. Facebook is facebook.com/KICKINITWIT. KEE and the number one. So hope to see y'all soon. Bye.